Time for Hidden History. Charles Fay is the man who has all the knowledge, and he joins us this morning. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So there's been a lot of discussion over the past couple of days and today about particularly that one line in our national anthem changing We Are Young and Free to We Are One and Free. Of course, it's already had a change in it when Bob Hawke first, when it was first introduced in 1984. But the song itself goes back a lot further than that, back to the 1870s. Tell us a little bit behind Advance Australia Fair.
Yeah, well, it goes back before there was Australia. I mean, a Scottish-Australian Peter Dodds McCormick came away from some event and decided there should be a song for Australia. So in 1878, over the course of a night, he composed Advance Australia Fair. And I think it was sung for the first time in the late 1870s. The original song is a real corker, actually, but no.
You reckon when it's been anthemised, it's not quite as good as the original?
Well, the original's got some wonderful sort of verses about the gallant Captain Cook and the rural Britannia and all the rest of it.
Oh, so God.
I don't think we'd use that one nowadays.
No, but they often say with music, you know, that the cover versions are never as good as the original. So, I'd say it would have sort of defeated the purpose of getting rid of God Save the Queen than if we left all Royal Britannias in there and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, but, yeah.
But how do those songs sort of get picked up back in the day? Because, I mean, there wasn't radio, there wasn't, was it just sort of, I guess, word of mouth that at events they start getting sung? I guess that's how it happens.
Yeah, I think it is. And Advance Australia Fair was apparently sung at the opening of the first federal parliament in 1901. There were, something like a choir of 10,000 voices or something singing it. But apparently it used to be performed at picture theatres as well as the national anthem. And apparently the ABC, up until the 1950s, used to use it as an introduction to their news. So, I think the ABC would have been an enormous influence in spreading its popularity through Australia, from the 1920s when the ABC's formed through until the 1950s.
Yeah. I was looking too. The earliest known recording of it appears in The Landing of the Australian Troops in Egypt, a short commercial recording of the dramatization of the Aussie diggers arriving in Egypt. So, yeah, it certainly has a long history to it.
Can I just say, it was also sung by Australia's most famous singer ever, Peter Dawson. And he had a recording of the original version of Advance Australia Fair. So Peter Dawson was nobody but Elvis Presley has sold more records than Peter Dawson.
Wow. Okay.
So his singing of it would have made it very popular.
Yeah. So as a historian, I guess history is always changing and evolving. What do you think in terms of either changing this line to the song that they're talking about? Because obviously the talk is, which I can totally get, that it's more inclusive in terms of the Indigenous population and our multicultural population over the past 60 or 70 years as well, changing young to one. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's a very sensible change. I mean, the other thing that strikes me is it's now been reduced to only two verses, and the second verse makes reference to people coming from across the seas, but there is absolutely no mention in the two verses of Australia's Indigenous settlers. So to me, it's a glaring omission.
Yeah. Well, later I'm going to look at a few of the other ones that people have liked and still do like. And finally, Charles, I reckon it would have to be one of the national anthems around the world with still the least take-up of people who know all the words.
Well, as I said to you before, I had never read the words until we decided to do this show.
I think I can't remember who it was, but it was Australian cricket playing somebody, and Richie Beno said, yes, there's the English belting out their national anthem, and there's the Australians humming theirs.
I mean, it's not like the French national anthem, which is full of blood and gore, you know.
Exactly. Interesting stuff indeed. Charles, as always, great to chat. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, see you, Mark.
Cheers.
Bye.
Charles Fay.